Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18+. Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast へようこそ。 Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm so sorry for the delay. I noticed that for some reason my schedule isn't working, but good news as well. Luckily now, after this week, starting in September again, we've taken a month off of doing interviews. I had to get some people back in line and make sure I had some things going on. So we're going to have some fun interviews, including my friend Davide from Gogo Nihon, which is a service that helps people get to Japan. So you're going to be hearing a little bit about him at the end of the episode. But the fun part about Sundays for me is that I really get to talk about whatever I really want. And I like Sunday podcasts the best because that's what it really allows me to do. It allows me to connect to people, answer questions that I've received through the week, and answer some questions. So today I'm going to choose to answer some questions that I've received recently on my website, manga-sensei.com, as well as on Instagram, and I wanted to kind of go over some of those with you. So the first question I got was regarding basically the 30-day challenge and what's going on with the field guide. So if you go to my website, manga-sensei.com/30days, or you're familiar with my Manga Sensei 30-Day Challenge, it's a challenge to teach you the basics of Japanese in the first 30 days. It has vocabulary words, grammar points, free downloads for PDFs. It teaches you how to conjugate verbs, how to speak basic conjugations, teaches you all of it. It's very highly researched, actually. I think a lot of people don't understand how much research went into this. We took the most commonly used 600 words. We combined that and contrasted that against the most commonly used grammar points, formatted that against the Japanese language proficiency test. We scheduled those out so nothing overlaps too much, and then put it in an easy to understand way. Well, in doing so, we created a little challenge, basically. It's hard for people to kind of learn Japanese and know where to start. This to help them. It is difficult, but it's kind of similar to how I learned Japanese initially. With that, though, recently I came out with my first pre-order for my first book. I have recently started in about a quarter of the way through writing my first book, which is called The 30-Day Challenge Field Guide. It is my notes, extra content, example breakdowns, my thoughts, as well as a lot more research that went into creating this 30-day challenge in a downloadable ebook that will be released here in a couple months. I think we're going to release it, I think at the beginning of, I want to say November. Regardless, it'll be soon. We don't have a set date, but I wanted to kind of show people that I'm working on it. You can pre-order the book if you'd like. But they're asking, is the 30-day challenge still free? Yes, the 30-day challenge will always be free. I will never not have the free version. All of this 30-day challenge field guide does is it allows me to give you more content, more in-depth understanding, gives you a little bit of a connection to me, as well as you get to see a lot of this research. I go into how to learn a language, what patterns and study habits you need. I give you mnemonics. I give you a breakdown system, and a lot of extra cool things are coming with the 30-day challenge, but it will always be free, so do not worry about that. The next thing that I've been asked about recently is about level use with Japanese. So recently I put out an article that was talking about how to actually learn Japanese through manga, which talks a lot about different study habits and different methodologies that you can use to actually learn Japanese from useful manga like Azumanga Daio or Yotsuba, or even just like Bakuman or Darker Than Black. It talks about shadowing and some different things like that. However, some people were curious to how I learned Japanese, and they were also a little curious to some of my comments in that article. So the first thing is I actually learned my Japanese initially. I learned hiragana and katakana by myself. Afterwards, I became an LDS missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or also known as the Mormons. I am a Mormon. I went to Japan on my mission, where I worked for 2 years speaking exclusively Japanese. I live with Japanese people. I taught Japanese all day. And then after 2 years, I came home and studied Japanese at Brigham Young University in Utah, where I still currently live before my wife and I eventually move off somewhere else. That's where my company's located. That's how I initially learned Japanese. I did not learn Japanese via manga, but I did use manga and I did use anime after coming back to learn more colloquial Japanese, as well as to really, that's what my interest was. And it helped me kind of continue my Japanese learning after I came home from my mission. The next thing that people were asking were some of my comments in there, watching out for certain types of manga. Now, in a couple of weeks, we're going to do an interview with my good friend Miku from Learn Japanese Miku off of Instagram. If you're not following her, please follow her. She's amazing. And instead of watch out for certain types of manga, what I mean by this is to make sure that you're not studying Japanese in a detrimental way, such as if you don't want to speak like an ancient samurai, you probably don't want to read an ancient samurai manga. If you are studying Japanese, you'll end up sounding a lot like what you want to sound like. There's a gentleman by the name of Horie Takafumi, and I like his Japanese, for example, and I model and echo his Japanese to try to sound more like him. So that's one of the reasons that happens. So please just be careful not to study something that will make you sound odd. This particularly goes for sounding more feminine or masculine, though they're not necessarily effeminate nor masculine parts of this language per se. I believe there is, but some grammarians would disagree with me, and they're wrong because I am always right. Is that basically, unless you wish to sound more effeminate, which is completely fine, to make sure that you're not saying certain words. For example, a good way to describe this is the ending particle wa. Now, when men usually say it, it's usually an exclamative, as in like, shirune wo, shirunai, I say shirune, gomen, is like, how would I know? It's owa, it's exclamative, it's male sounding. However, when a woman uses wa, it sounds simply like an exclamation marker, the equivalent to a Japanese yo. So if a woman were to say shirenai wa versus a guy named shiren wa, which would be very, very different. One would sound a little more guttural, one would sound a little bit rude, and a woman's sounding would be completely appropriate. So being able to match that and kind of identify there is important. The next couple of questions that I received this week, let me make sure I pull them up here on my phone. If you're not already following me, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. I'm pretty active on there. I post at least once or twice a day. I recently got some fun stuff on there, so you got to make sure to check it out. I actually do all the art on there as well. So if you're kind of curious who does some of that, I do the art for the kanji, and then Brittany does any of the comic stuff on there, our comic artist. A couple of people wanted to know about... Where is it? Here it is. So we had a gentleman asking why there are two different Spotify's. Yes. So the reason there are two Spotify's is one is the 30-day challenge. That's the big red dot. And then one with the nice, pretty kanji on it. That one is the normal podcast that you're listening to here. So one is only 30 episodes long, and this one's updated every single day, 365 days a year. Lastly, I had a couple of other people ask me about... where is it? Some books that I use. That's right. So some people were curious about what books I recommend for learning Japanese, if there's any textbooks they recommend. I hate textbooks. I think textbooks are the devil. I despise them. They're stupid and useless. Genki, yokoso, and any of them, if you know me at all, know that I despise them and wish they would go die in a bloody hole. However, there are some books that I do definitely recommend learning Japanese. The Japan Times Grammar Dictionary is invaluable, as well as discovernihongo.com, which I help consult on. Anything done by Jim Bream is fantastic. Cultural Cold Words by Delamayer. It's a French-sounding name, I believe. Anything by him is absolutely wonderful. Japanese Cultural Code Words is the book there. And then... 500 Basic Japanese Verbs isn't bad. I don't have anything against it. As well as there is a lot of things by White Rabbit, including their hiragana and katakana flashcards are not bad. We're actually making a better version of those, so make sure to check that out soon. And actually, I'm kind of coming close on time, so I'm going to answer only one more question. And someone wanted to know about me doing passives. This week actually is all going to be about passives and causatives. So your wish has been granted. We just dedicated a whole week to this and put some research into it. So make sure to check that out this week. And I will see you guys later. Until then, Jane.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.